G'day guys, and in this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, we're talking all about lapel mics. Roll the bumper. G'day guys, my name is Bruce Garrett. I'm the owner of Gingerbeard Media, and in this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, I'm talking about lapel mics. Now, the first thing to say about all of this is that there are no hard and fast rules, and this is all my opinion. And in my opinion, when a viewer is watching your business video, their experience should not be interrupted by production elements, so be it sound or camera or lighting or anything like along those lines. So the first thing I want to say about lapels is, as a microphone, they can be quite wide. They can let in a lot of external audio that you might not want in your production. And therefore, the first question to ask yourself is the lapel the right microphone for you? Now, where possible, we will use a shotgun microphone because you get a far better and more controlled directional sound from it. But when time is of the essence and you can't control those factors, then a lapel mic makes for a good way to capture your audio. Now, for me, in my opinion, when you are using a lapel, it's about stealth. A mic shouldn't be seen, or at best, it shouldn't be noticeable. So when you're looking for a stealthy lapel placement, you could think about the color that the person is wearing. So if they're wearing a dark color, you'll be able to match the lapel in a lot easier. So for guys in an office environment, sometimes they wear dark ties or dark jackets rather than placing it onto the shirt. Sometimes you can hide the lapel behind the tie. So think about the background that the lapel is going to sit onto and whether you can camouflage it. The other question you can ask yourself is, can the lapel be used out of shot? So perhaps you have a tighter frame shot and you're able to hide that lapel out of the way, but it's still able to pick up the sound that you need. Probably the biggest bugbear that I have about lapels is this, the cable. And people just tend to like clip it on and then have this cable like hanging off somewhere, and it just looks untidy, and I don't know why people don't spend more time hiding the cable of their lapels. So for me, if they're wearing a collared shirt, then I may tuck it down. If they're hiding a tie, I may hide it behind the tie. For women, it's often harder to hide a lapel because the cable length isn't long enough, but you should be able to find some way of hiding it so there isn't a big flappy cable in the middle of your video production. My final tip on lapel microphones is to check your mic a few times prior to shooting. And the reason that I say this is that if you have tried to hide your microphone, be it behind a tie or inside a piece of clothing, then often you'll get a rustling. The other thing that can happen if you're using a wireless mic is that cables can be taut or pulled, and sometimes you get static on there. And it's always a wise idea to make sure that your interviewee doesn't have a mobile phone signal that interrupts with your wireless signal on your wireless mic. And there you have it. There's my thoughts, some opinions, and some tips on the little beauty that is lapel microphones. As ever, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business. If you've got any questions or comments, I would love to hear them. And if you're looking to join a community of active business owners who are also shooting their own videos, then come and join our Facebook group, How to Shoot Video for Your Business. Thanks for watching, and as ever, I'll see you in the next video. Gingerbeard Media, get on beard.